About a year ago today, I was scrolling through Instagram and came across a post by Planned Parenthood. It read, and I quote, "There is nothing more empowering than a woman walking into a Planned Parenthood." When I read this, I was 17. I had never been to a Planned Parenthood before, nor had I even driven past one. So I did a quick Google search. I found that there was one within 20 minutes of my neighborhood. I called up a friend, and the next morning we decided to go. I wanted to see if the quote was true. Our navigation system said we had arrived, but I was left confused. Were we even in the right place? I looked to my left and saw children joyfully playing on the streets in their own neighborhood. I looked to my right, and I saw an 8-foot privacy fence covered with blue plastic so that we couldn't see through the slats of the fence. I was left wondering, if Planned Parenthood was truly empowering women from the moment they walked in, why couldn't we see? What were they trying to hide? We followed the sidewalk along and were greeted by two peaceful sidewalk counselors. We turned and looked at the parking lot and saw that close to every single spot was full. Today was an abortion day. The first girl I saw looked around my age. She was clutching herself, looking visibly uncomfortable as her boyfriend was practically dragging her into the facility. He had his headphones in and was barely giving her the time of day. We tried to reach out with words of hope, but she was quickly escorted in, only for us to see her stumble out about an hour and a half later, looking distraught. Woman after woman walked into the facility looking like that was the very last place they wanted to be that day. I can safely say there was no empowerment happening at the Planned Parenthood in Nashville, Tennessee that day. But I can safely say the same about every single abortion facility in existence today. Some walked in looking ashamed, but they all left looking changed. Some walked in thinking abortion was their only option, but they only left with regret. Some walked in with financial struggles, but they left with perhaps even greater financial struggles after paying close to $500 for an abortion. Some walked in after just finding out they were pregnant, and they left with a brown paper bag with a second abortion pill inside, where they would go home, take the second abortion pill, and birth their dead baby on the toilet alone, only to flush it down and never to see it again. Some walked in with a crappy boyfriend with his headphones in, and they left with the same crappy boyfriend. I'm telling you this not to shame these women, but to tell you that abortion didn't solve any of their problems. Abortion doesn't solve any problems. Abortion creates problems. Women who have an abortion leave the abortion facility with an increased breast cancer, suicide, depression, anxiety, and alcoholism risk, and the list goes on. But more importantly, the woman that walks into the abortion facility to receive an abortion is not the same woman that walks out. Because when she walks out, she leaves her child back inside. But when she does initially walk in, they will tell her a different story. They will feed her lies. They will tell her it's safe, it's quick, it's easy, and everybody does it. They will tell her there's barely any side effects. It's just some mild cramping and nothing that a few ibuprofen won't fix. And they might even go on to tell her that abortion is empowering. And who is she to doubt them? Look at the culture. Our culture celebrates abortion. The world leaders of today flaunt their abortion as the reason for their success. And many of our very own politicians support federal funding of abortion with our tax dollars. But if abortion is so empowering, if it's so great, why can't we just call it what it is? Instead, our culture uses euphemisms and talking points to deceive, to make abortion seem more palatable for society. They call abortion health care, a woman's right to choose her reproductive right. She is merely exercising her bodily autonomy. They go on to dehumanize the preborn by calling them a mere clump of cells that can't feel pain. Now, we know that isn't true. Science tells us that isn't true, but these euphemisms and talking points are so common and effective that the world has become numb and blind to what is truly happening close to 3,000 times a day in the United States alone. Close to 3,000 times a day. And it happens in your very own neighborhood. Let that sink in. Now I'm going to bring you back to the quote I started with in the beginning. There is nothing more empowering than a woman walking into a Planned Parenthood. I'm sure you can guess, I would beg to differ. I believe the type of empowerment we should be chasing is the type that uplifts, not the type that destroys. I refuse to believe that women's empowerment, my women's empowerment, could come from killing another human being. How degrading. I believe that there is nothing more empowering than seeing a woman walk into a pregnancy resource center, A place where she can receive all of her options, all of the information, and a safe environment with no cost to her. And if she does unfortunately choose abortion, she can return to the same pregnancy resource center to receive the hope and healing she so desperately will need. Women's empowerment looks like a woman realizing she shouldn't have to choose between her baby and her dreams. Women's empowerment is a woman realizing her body and the baby inside of her is not the enemy. Women's empowerment is a woman standing up to the culture and saying, "I can," when everyone around her is telling her that she is too weak. Because that's what Planned Parenthood does. That's what the abortion industry does. They tell women that they are too weak, and they profit off of it. That doesn't sound very empowering to me. I urge every single one of you to support your local Right to Life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. I urge you to contact your legislators today and let them know you are proudly pro-life and you believe all women deserve all the truth. I urge you to let your pastor know you want life preached from the pulpit. If you're a student, I urge you to start Students for Life groups. I urge you to learn how to sidewalk counsel and share post-abortive resources. I urge you to stand up for life. To the women listening, remember that empowered women empower women to choose life. No matter how heartbreaking your situation is, abortion will not solve your problems because living human beings inside of you are not problems, they're blessings. There is help and empowerment waiting for you, but I can promise you it is not inside of a Planned Parenthood. To the women listening who have received an abortion in the past, please know that you are not broken and you are not too far gone. There is hope, there is healing, and there is true empowerment waiting for you. To the men listening, stay. Fight for your family and continue to build a culture of life day by day. You are so necessary in this fight. And to every single person listening right now, and to those who aren't, this applies to them as well. Your individual, unique life is valuable, and it has been from the moment of conception. And it's going to continue to be valuable. So use it. Changing the culture starts with you. Spreading the truth in love starts with you, and empowering women to choose life starts with you. I know the future of our country seems daunting. I understand. But I can tell you this with 100% certainty. Now is not the time to cower in the corner. Now is the time to stand for life.